That's right, son. Jump into us, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being May 31st. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 455, Emperor Petronius Maximus was killed by an angry mob while fleeing Rome. Maximus took the throne after the previous emperor Valentinian's assassination and strengthened his position by forcing Valentinian's widow to marry him and Valentinian's daughter Eudocia to marry his son. This angered the Vandal king Genseric, whose son was meant to marry Eudocia, and he set out to attack the city. Maximus tried to escape, but was separated from his bodyguards, and the citizens of Rome, angry that he'd gotten them into this mess, stoned him to death. His body was mutilated and flung into the Tiber, all this after a reign of only 75 days. The Vandals still sacked and destroyed much of Rome anyway, their actions giving rise to the term vandalism. Day in 1223, the Mongol armies of Genghis Khan, led by Subutai, defeated Khivan Rus and the Cumans at the Battle of the Khalkha River. King Henry III laid the first stone of the Pont Neuf, the New Bridge, the oldest bridge of Paris, France, on this day in 1578. 1805, French and Spanish forces began the Battle of Diamond Rock against the British as part of the Napoleonic Wars. Gregory Blaxland, William Lawson and William Wentworth arrived at Mount Blaxland on today's date in 1813, having successfully crossed the Blue Mountains for the first time. 1859, the clock tower at the Houses of Parliament, the House of Big Ben, started keeping time on May 31st. The Johnstown flood, over 2,200 people died after a dam failed and sent an 18-metre wall of water over the town of Johnstown, Pennsylvania on today's date in 1889. The RMS Titanic was launched in Belfast, Northern Ireland in 1911. 1921, the Tulsa race riot killed at least 39 people. Other estimates of black fatalities, though, vary from 55 to around 300. 1942, three Japanese midget submarines entered Sydney Harbour, avoiding the partially constructed anti-submarine net in an attempt to sink Allied warships. Two subs were detected and the crews scuttled and killed themselves before they could cause any damage. The third sunk the converted ferry HMAS Cuttable, killing 21 sailors. It was the only attack on Sydney during World War II. The United States Senate voted to cut off funding for the bombing of Khmer Rouge targets within Cambodia on May 31st in 1973, hastening the end of the Cambodian Civil War. 1985, 41 tornadoes hit Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York and Ontario, leaving 76 dead in the largest and most intense tornado outbreak ever to hit the region. And in 2008, on May 31st, Usain Bolt broke the world record in the 100-metre sprint, the time of 9.72 seconds. And some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Poet Walt Whitman, born 1819. The Man with No Name, Clint Eastwood. Bit of a misnomer there. He's 89 today. Brooke Shields and our own Todd McKinney are both turning 54, and Colin Farrell is 43 this morning. And some famous musos for us, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, born 1948, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul and Mary is 81, Corey Hart is 57, Scotty Hill of Skid Row, 55, Andy Hurley, drummer for Fall Out Boy, is 39, and rapper Waka Flocka Flame is 33. But going out on this one. This track going out to Tommy Emmanuel, 64 today, the Australian guitarist, singer-songwriter known for his complex fingerstyle technique, multi-ARIA and CMAA award winner with a terrific solo career. Going out on the title track of his 93 album, The Journey, The Same History on 2SER.